Hey guys, yeah, I usually don't do little short stories like this, but something happened the other day, and I felt like, you know, some useful information could be learned from this story, especially given the times, the current times we live in. So I'll try to make it as short as I can. I was at the gym after my workout. I was hungry, and I was like, you know what? You've been good all week, so I decided to go to Popeyes. I know, bad decision, right? Bad choice. Stop. Don't do that. But no, I go to Popeyes, and I get there. The drive-thru line is hella long, and I look inside, and inside didn't look too bad. So I was like, you know what? I will go inside. It's not a big deal. I get inside, like I said, it wasn't too crowded. There was, maybe one other person in front of me. And so as I'm waiting there, I'm looking at the menu, deciding what I want to get. There's this guy with his girlfriend, and he had to be no older than 20 years old. Young kid. Him and his girlfriend both super young. Super young. And they're going back and forth. There's tension brewing with him and the workers behind the counter about a drink. Seriously, they're about to get into it over this drink. And apparently, he ordered a lemonade drink, and they took the order, and they assumed it was a lemonade fountain drink. You know, you get with all the other sodas. But he wanted the lemonade slushy. And so clearly a miscommunication, right? Clearly just a miscommunication. And the manager and the people who worked there, their response was, oh, well, we just go with what's on the ticket. And so I'm walking in, and I'm instantly, as soon as I walk in, this is what's going down. I'm like, are we really arguing? Going back and forth over a drink. And so, initially in my head, I'm like, dude, just get the drink and go get a lemonade and just chill out, And his whole point is like, no, just give me that drink. And the manager came and said, no, I'm not giving you that drink. You bought the fountain lemonade drink, not the fountain frosty, whatever, right? And so this young dude is just, clearly you can see the wheels turning in his head. And he's like, yo, you really gonna play with me like that, blood? You really not gonna get me my drink? And I'm literally 2-3 feet away from this guy. And in the back of my head, I'm going, do I need to just snatch this little kid up right now and put him in a chokehold sleeper? My eyes are going, my gears are turning in my head. I'm just looking at this dude, because he's a scrawny little kid. I'm like, dude, do you, anyway, so he's really getting amped up about this drink. And he's like, really, blood? You ain't gonna give me that drink? And the manager's like, no, you're not gonna get this drink. And this kid proceeds to act like he's about to jump over the counter, but I think he thought about it and said, no, I don't want to do that. But there's a hanging light above the counter. He proceeds to smack the hanging light as hard as he can. Like, smacks it, glass shatters all over the place. It's the glass is going towards behind the counter where all the food is. So now it's like, is there glass in our food? What's going, what are we doing here? And so he just slaps the light, glass flies everywhere, and just starts to walk out. And so he's walking behind me. And so I'm just turning around, looking at him, making sure he don't try to double back and do nothing. And I'm just looking at him. And guys, I tell you, man, it took every ounce of me to not, one, talk to him, say something to him. Because I was going to either give him an earful or be like, yo, dude, what the fuck, what the F is your problem? That's where my mind was going. And you got to remember, I already saw this all about to happen, and I wanted to put him in a chokehold sleeper. So I'm just watching him walk out, make sure he ain't popping off doing anything else. His girlfriend's still there while he walks out, and she's a smart one, and she just is like, clearly looks like embarrassed for this dude, and she gets her drink and then leaves. And it was just all over a drink, and I'll wrap it up soon. And so the people I was standing in line with, one of the dudes was like, dang, he's so young, doesn't he know it gets worse? And I'm sitting there thinking the same thing. And then there was an Indian dude who was picking up a DoorDash order there. And he's like, I come here all the time, and this manager is kind of a dick. And he was like, if I was the supervisor, I would have just gave him the drink. And I was like, you're right. I would have done the exact same thing. I'm like, it ain't that, it's not that deep. It's an honest mistake or miscommunication. If I was a manager there, I would have just said, oh, our bad. We got you to drink. Have a good day. It didn't need to go that far. But at the same time, young men, listen to me now. This is a PSA, public service announcement. Young men out there in the world, I don't care what city, what state, across the world, across the nation, one thing you got to do in your life, and this is just rule number one, you have to be able to control your emotions as a man. If you can't control your emotions, then you ain't a man. Okay? You cannot be out here flying off at the handle at every little thing that upsets you, every little thing that doesn't go your way. Be an adult. Okay? Stop being a child. Not everything's going to go your way. You're not going to get everything you want in this life. Okay? Control your emotions. Not everything's about disrespect. Okay, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because it's the same thing that caused Takeoff to be shot in the rap group Migos. It's the same type of mentality that's going on in our community and across, you know, this nation. You know, you got to control your emotions. Takeoff got shot because he was in the middle of some BS. Quavo said, "Let me get out of here before I hurt somebody," and they walked off. And those words, "Let me get out of here before I hurt somebody," triggered someone to feel like they got disrespect and someone got killed. Okay? Control your emotions, y'all. It's not that deep. No one has to get hurt. No one has to go to jail. No one has to die just because you don't like how things are going. Or because you don't think, you don't like how things aren't going your way. You're not getting what you want. You're not getting respect that you think you need. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Nobody in this world owes you a damn thing. All right? So for all you boys out there who can't control your emotions, don't be in a relationship. You don't need to be in a relationship with no female. That's the other thing that I was like, man, how is he in a relationship with this? And how is she in a relationship? Women, if your dude can't control his emotions, get rid of him. Drop him. You don't need to be around him. Okay? That is not a characteristic you need to be around. That's how people get hurt. Okay? That's how people die. Get away from that. And man, if you cannot control your emotions and you haven't learned how to do that yet, you don't need to be in any relationship. Because guess what? It's all about emotions. And you got to be firm when shit don't go your way. Okay? You got to be able to stand on your 10 toes and control what's going on. And control your thoughts and your actions when she says something you don't like. Or you find out she cheated. Okay? Just those are just examples. Or you find a text message in her phone. You found out somebody DM'd her. That does not give you a right. These are just examples that I would think would make young men fly off the handle. Okay? So this is just a public service announcement because I was really disappointed in that. And how that all happened. And all over a drink. All over drinking. The sad part, it wasn't even over the chicken. That's the best part of Popeyes. It's the chicken. I can see if you ordered the spicy and they gave you regular and they like, yo man, hey, well, that's what you got. You got the regular. Sir, I will come and see. Now we got smoke. But over a drink, blood, you can go to 7-Eleven down the street and get that same drink for probably cheaper and more. You doing all this over a drink, but that just goes to show you there's no logic in a lot of these young men these days. I mean, before I thought it was the women who didn't think logically. Not all women, and I don't mean it as a diss, but women tend to be more emotional, men tend to be more logical. And so I thought that was, before back in the day, that was a female trait or female type of behavior. You know what I mean? But now more dudes are learning how to behave like that. And I don't know if it's because they ain't single parent homes. I don't know if it's what they're seeing on Instagram and the Twitters and TikToks. I don't know if it's what they see and they think is cool, but I'm here to say it right now. Share this with anyone you think has any of these problems or you may think might have some of these problems. You, as a man, if you want to be looked at as a man, it ain't about how much money you got. It ain't how much clout you got. That's icing on the cake. But if you can't control your emotions, you ain't never going to get to any of that. Okay? And that's just a PSA from the Start From Scratch podcast show. We out. Control y'all emotions, y'all. Seriously. It's not that deep. If it's really that deep, you'll know. Just think about it. Is it you at Popeyes and they got your drink order wrong? Or is it Popeyes and they got your chicken order wrong? You decide. Okay? Suffragist Podcast, I'm out.